The Calgary Flames have made five selections in this year's 2025 NHL draft, and one of those five selections came back in the third round, 80th overall. The Flames go to the U.S. National Team Development Program and select defenseman Maceo Phillips, 80th overall, and he joins us on our draft coverage right now. Hey, really appreciate the time. Maceo, congratulations on being a member of the Calgary Flames. Tell us about today for you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. And it's just been such a whirlwind. I'm still in shock a little bit, but I'm just so thankful to be a Flame and excited to win a Stanley Cup for that organization. And it's just been such a fun day, and obviously a little bit unknown, but I think that's the exciting part. You don't really know kind of who's going to get you or if you're even going to get picked or anything. So I'm just so thankful for it all, and it's just been such an amazing experience.
Well, that is awesome. Take us through what today's been like. Where are you? Who are you watching with? Take us through everything.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny. So we're at a local restaurant here in Minnesota, and my mom actually rented up a kind of private room upstairs here, and she threw a total surprise party for me. So I actually thought it was going to be at my friend's house, just a little watch party there, but my mom threw a total surprise party with just all my family and close friends. And yeah, it was just a ton of people here, and it was just so thankful for all. I definitely couldn't be where I am today if I didn't have the support from everybody. So it's definitely just so cool to see.
What goes through your mind when you hear your name called or you see your name come across the television screen and now you're officially drafted into the NHL? Take us through that moment.
It was crazy. I obviously just saw my name and I immediately broke down into tears. I didn't think I was going to cry really, but I guess I didn't really know kind of what I was going to be feeling, but then immediately just went over and hugged my mom and just everybody else after that. So yeah, it was just such a cool experience that I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
You're a Minnesota guy. You've been growing up, and outside the last couple of years when you've been out in Ann Arbor, you've grown up in hockey, in the state of hockey, and now you're drafted by a Canadian hockey team. You're probably about as well prepared to be drafted by a Canadian team as anybody, hey?
I think the winters here are definitely a little brutal, but it makes for great weather on the pond to skate on. So I'm just so excited for it.
Tell us about growing up in Minnesota and tell us what hockey means. You're a Minnesota high school product. You're committed to going to the University of Minnesota next year. Just take us through what the sport means in your home state.
It's basically everything. That's everybody plays hockey, and that's what you do year round, no matter what. So, obviously my all-time favorite sport I've ever played. And, I just have so much passion for it. And, I love everything about the game, and so does everybody else here. So.
We're chatting with Maceo Phillips, Flames third-round pick out of the U.S. National Team Development Program. First of all, I got to ask you, you've got some familiarity with a new teammate with the Flames. You've spent some time in the development team, the National Development Team program with Cullen Potter, who went last night 32nd overall. Tell us a little bit more about Cullen and what you know about him.
Oh my gosh, he's one of my great friends. We actually were playing pickleball with each other about 2 weeks ago here in Minnesota, and he's just such a great friend, great teammate, and I just have so much respect for him as a player and as a person. And he's such a challenge to go up against in practice, but it's amazing to go up against him and play with him too. And I love him so much. So
you guys are both Minnesota guys. Did you intersect in Minnesota, or was it once you got to the National Team Development Program that you first crossed paths?
Yeah, so I knew him a little bit just being from Minnesota when we were younger, but I think we definitely became great friends once we kind of stepped into the national team together and were teammates there for that full year. And just great friend, and respect him a ton.
And I guess you'd know more than anyone because you're going head-to-head with him as a defenseman in practices. You'd know more than anybody how much speed. That's what the Flames were raving about last night, was how speedy Cullen is. You could speak pretty knowledgeably about that.
Yeah. It's definitely tough going up against him. But like I said, it's a great challenge. And you never really know how fast he's moving until he's kind of blows by you a little bit. So it's always great going up against him. So,
Maceo, tell us about joining the National Team Development Program. You've been with the U17 group. You've been with the U18 group. Just tell us what the last 2 years playing with one of the best development, if not the best development programs in the world, has been like, and just the experience of being out there in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously my first choice when I was fortunate enough to get the tryout camp offer. I know maybe some other guys maybe had some other teams lined up if they didn't make the national team, but that was just my only choice, my only plan. And I was just so fortunate enough to make that team and just so thankful for the past 2 years there. It just helped me grow so much as a player and as a person. And they really teach you how to be a pro, and you got to grow up quick for sure moving away from home. But I'm just so thankful for that experience, and it just helped me out immensely. So,
what makes it such an incredible program? Firsthand, you've been a part of it. What can you speak to as to why it just keeps on churning out elite-level player after elite-level player?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of our daily routine and schedule. They work us very hard in the weight room and everything, and maybe some people would think a little too hard, but I think that's what it's all about, is kind of playing. That first year, we play when we're sore, play through everything, and it's just the standards as well, just how we travel and just the dress code. Everyone looks the same, all that unity, all those things that, a team needs to be great, and it's just so special what a place it is over there.
You're off to the University of Minnesota. That has to be so exciting to be heading back to your home state and playing college hockey there. What went into that decision to join the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, it's obviously being from Minnesota, everyone wants to be a Gopher. But I think as I kind of got older and started, really digging deep kind of into the program and into the culture there, I think it was just kind of a no-brainer. Obviously, I was fortunate enough to get the offer to go there. And I think it's just due to the kind of Coach Mahofsky and Coach Miller and Coach Gordon there, and then just kind of the program and development they have there. I think it's the best in the country. And I just want to win a national championship there. And it's going to mean the world to play there back in my home state. So.
Okay, for Flames fans who are unfamiliar with you on day one of being in the organization, you take a look at the size, 6'6", 235. We can see that. But tell us a little bit more about Maceo Phillips, the defenseman. How would you – you've probably answered this question 100 times. So how would you describe yourself as a player?
Yeah, I'd for sure say I'm a physically dominant defenseman who takes pride in being hard to play against. And I just like to intimidate my opponents with my physicality and how hard I play. And I just play with so much energy and compete. And I'll just do anything for my teammates and team to win.
So you feel like you've really leaned into the size advantage you've got in a lot of guys?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's definitely – I mean, obviously still learning every single day to manage my game and how to use my body effectively. But – I think that's definitely something that I've really embraced, and I love that aspect of it. I love everything about the game and especially the physicality. So that's definitely my game for sure.
So what do you know about Calgary? What do you know about the Flames? You've been drafted by them, but what do you know about the city, and what do you know about the organization?
Yeah, I know Banff is a beautiful place for sure. And I think I spoke to Ray Edwards, the player development coach, and he said that I think for camp we go there for a day or two. So
nice.
That'll be super exciting. And obviously the organization is phenomenal. And I'm just looking to bring a Stanley Cup to the Flames and their fans and city and everything. And Mackenzie Weegar is for sure a defenseman I love to watch. Obviously, Flames and Flames player. And I just love everything about his game. And I'm just super excited to play him. I'll be more
thankful. We'll let you get back to the party and the restaurant. You're out. When do you make your way to Calgary for development camp? You start leaving tomorrow?
I leave Monday morning. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, well, enjoy the weekend then. Make sure that you get to celebrate with your family and your friends. That is awesome. We'll let you get back to the surprise party. But congratulations on being drafted and welcome to the Calgary Flames. Thanks for doing this today, Maceo. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It was very nice to meet you.
You as well. We'll see you out here in Calgary soon. Be well, hey?
All right. Thank you. You as well.